Good evening. This is the August 2nd, 2018 meeting of the Whitney Town Advisory Board. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please let the record show that Richard Forbes is excused from tonight's meeting. Is there any county staff here this evening?
Mark Donahue, Clark County Conference of Planning Department.
Stephanie Hallisey, Commissioner Jim Gibson's office. And Blanca Vasquez, Commissioner Jim Gibson's office.
Thank you. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they're presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Is there any public comment? Step forward.
Karen Miller, 5472 Wellesley Drive, M-I-L-L-E-R, representing Reed and Karen Miller. And I just want to comment on the application number WS180498 for a waiver of standards for, I believe it's the decorative portion added to the front yard and the side yard of the property at
public comment? Seeing that there is none, approval of the minutes from June 28th, 2018.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of June 28th, 2018.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion carries. Approval.
I just abstain because I wasn't here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And we have one who abstained because he wasn't on the board yet. Approval of the agenda for August 2nd, 2018. I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for August 2nd, 2018. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion carries. Informational items. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. And I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome our new board member, Christopher Forbes.
Folks? Yeah, no R. Thanks.
Okay. Would you like to say a few words?
I've lived here for 7 years now in Nevada Ranch, and this opportunity presented itself. I was trying to get involved in the community, so I'm glad to help, and hopefully I can help out the people in the community, and I look forward to serving on the board.
Well, welcome.
And everyone's been very welcoming, and I thank you all for that.
Thank you. Okay, planning and zoning. The first item is UC-18-0470, Fisher Holding Company, LLC. A use permit for a proposed food cart, shaved ice, not within an enclosed building. Waiver of development standards to reduce parking. A design review for a food cart in conjunction with an existing convenience store on 1.2 acres in a C2 general commercial zone. Generally located on the southeast corner of Russell Road and Boulder Highway within Whitney. Is the applicant here? Please step forward. state your name for the record and presentation's yours.
Jody with a Y, Weber, 2 B's.
Yes.
220 Red Cloud Terrace, Henderson, 89015. Basically, we are been in business since 2012. We have Highland Shaved Ice Company. This would be our third location, our second in Clark County. We're a seasonal March to October business, and we remove our trailers at the end of each season. We've had a grade A with the Southern Nevada Health District since opening, 5 stars on Facebook, 4.9 on Yelp. We sponsor youth sports teams in both of our location areas. Never had any issues. I brought a couple of items just to show if you want to see.
This would be the proposed area here. This is what the trailer looks like, but it'll be covered with our wrap, and that's the corner of Boulder and Russell. That's the parking space with the parking waiver that we're requesting.
So the opening is this way?
No, the opening, the window would be this way.
Just, you know, you can't ask questions during the presentation part. That's okay.
And then
you'll get your chance.
Okay.
So yeah, the window opens this way, and that's a small cut there. And just to see some of our other setups, this is our very first location, Cheyenne at Tenaya, still operating, it's open right now. Just shows the Google Maps here. This is, and it says Snow Vegas, so we're well established there. And here's our one that's in Clark County. It's Mountain Vista at Russell, and that just shows that we take it off, because that was in February, and we've got a little area there. And just the overhead view, sports teams. It's our current Facebook page. So,
okay.
Can we go back to that?
Sure. Okay. Do you have anything else for your presentation?
That's it.
Okay. Hold on to this for a moment. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this particular item? Please step forward and state your name for the record.
Greg Konkin, K-O-N-K-A-N, Midnight Oil Drive. Not seeing the whole map and everything, but my understanding is that you're going to limit some parking, additional activity in that corner. That should be the Sinclair gas station corner. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want to? Can you leave the map up here?
Sure.
So I'm in that area probably 2-3 times a week. Not necessarily gassing up, but I usually go to Mulligan's quite a bit. And that corner right there is very, very congested as it is.
You can put it down.
The way the gas pumps are set up is very narrow as far as traffic. During the evenings, there's a lot of pedestrian activity. So if you're going to be narrowing down parking and now we're going to add more business, nothing against more business, entrepreneurship is good. But that location, I think we're going to have some challenges because it's already difficult to move your car around. People jumping out in between, you know, between parked cars and running to the gas pumps, and adding more business to that one location, I think is going to, you know, pose some challenges. So I'm not saying you can't do it, but maybe that needs to be addressed.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I will
have
one more thing.
You have to wait. Okay. Because the public needs to speak first, and then you'll get an opportunity.
Did you want to look at this too? Did you need to look at this any further?
It's going.
It's the smog.
The smog. It's going right down. Yeah. So we're either going to lose what the one stall.
Two.
Yeah. So you can have a lot of. And then I'm assuming since it's a food court or food, people are going to drive up and go away. Like they're going to mingle. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be mingling in the parking lot while people are trying to pull up and fill up gas and stuff. So. Okay.
Thank you. Anybody else would like to speak on this item? Okay, seeing that there is none, I'm closing this to the public and I'm opening this to the board. I'll go first. just stay right here. how many parking spots are there now?
37. It's either 37 or 39, and 37 or 39 required. So that's why we were asking for a parking waiver. There was, about 3 or 4 years ago, a shaved ice place there. For 2 years, so I don't know if you're there or not there. I'm not sure it's not the problem.
And what will the hours be?
Hours will be 12 to 8.
And you said it was March through October?
Yes.
So the smog check building then is right next to you?
Correct.
Then too?
Correct.
Okay. So this works in a situation where you're leasing then the two parking spots from the owner of this property?
Correct. Yes.
Mm-hmm. For it. Okay. And then would the trailer be moved on and off of the property during that time? Like say you had a special event and needed to
totally
take it off?
Totally stationary. There the whole time, never moved until we take it off for the season, after the season ends.
And what about like trash cans or?
We have receptacles
that are there.
One.
And is there any place for people to sit down and eat?
Not sit down, you have to put that in your plan. If you want to have a bench or whatever, you have to say you're going to have a bench. And we've been down that road with our other properties and just decided that no. People generally at our other properties, they may hang out for a minute or so, but our cups are travelable and they go, you know, they get their stuff and they take off and go more often than they linger.
Okay.
So I don't believe many people will be lingering for that long in the parking lot.
Okay. Other questions from the board?
On average, like how many people do you have at a time or like what's your traffic flow?
Well, for a first year business, it's not going to be that much, but our other properties have been in business for a few years, so we have we're a pretty reputable company, and I mean, we probably do $300 to $400 a day in sales.
So do you ever get lines, or how do you manage that in this space? No.
Never, I mean, maybe there's like 2 to 3 groups of people, but never like long lines. And if that were to be a problem, we could always get, there's other companies that have like the ropes for movies, and where they kind of corral the pedestrians in a way so they're not in the road or the street, but I've never had to do that since, this will be my third property, so we've never had that issue at all.
Anything else?
Okay. I have a couple of questions. Are you familiar with the area?
Yes.
I mean, so you know how many people come and go from that area? Mm-hmm. You know the congestion on that corner?
I do.
Pedestrian congestion. And that's my concern.
Sure.
I was on the property today myself, and it's the gas pumps are very close. I watch the trucks come in and out, and where that sits and you take it, because I park myself over here and I watch for a bit, and it's just too congested there. And then the other concern with the pedestrians is on that corner, the bus stop down here and the bus stop across the street. There's just so much traffic there and loitering, for lack of a better term, on that whole area. So that is my concern.
Okay.
I mean, I love the business idea.
Yeah.
I think it's great. But personally, that corner, that section right there,
there's
just
another
too
area.
Way too congested.
There's another area that's right here that's designated for the store as a loading dock that's not used because it's too small or something. The owner of the store said that we could have the trailer there. That could be a second issue if this one's not approved.
No, is that? But that's your entrance in and out here. Doesn't it come over Boulder Highway here? The entryway?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the driveway's here, so you could be back close to the building?
Yeah, it'd be right next to the building, right here. But she said at the zoning and planning that we would need to get another waiver of to where they park to drop off supplies. They don't use that area anymore. It's just a space.
So the two of you involved in changing something.
Well,
they would have to get a waiver.
Yes, correct.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, that's why we went for right here. But if
and if I'm not mistaken, I read it.
And you'd rather.
Well, of course, you want
exposure
to
understand
the street.
Your concerns, of course.
You know, I totally understand you want the exposure. But now you're two parking spaces, so you have to be 10 feet from the streets. So what's this space? So I'm a little confused because this looks like it's more than 10 feet. So where are they considered the 10 feet?
I don't know what you mean by the 10 feet.
Well, it says a food parking minimum 10 feet from the streets and a 28-foot wide drive aisle. So can you expand on that for us, please?
Yep, absolutely, Ms. Rivera. The setback is measured from the property line of the project site. So the 10-foot setback would have to be maintained from the boundaries of parcel line
wherever that
with
is,
ma'am.
That dirt is.
Yes, ma'am, that's
okay.
Correct.
That's all I think I had, and I was questioning the hours, because I see your other places are open 1 to 8.
Yeah, 1 to 9. They fluctuate with the heat, so in the, you know, June, July, August, it's 1 to 9, 1 to 8. But as it cools off, then we go to, you know, start off at 1 to 6, and we go to 1 to 7, 1 to 8, and then back the other way. Yeah, so. But here in this area, we were thinking 8 o'clock would be good.
I asked, but
if it was a rent situation, that they rent out those two parking spaces from the owner, and she said yes, yes.
So you pay a rent?
We will pay a rent, yes.
What about the lighting on the corner? I haven't been there at night. What about lighting on that corner? My big concern is where you're located in a high pedestrian area there for cars and pumps and so on, that you're going to have people walking through, and it needs to be well lit. I don't know if it's well lit.
Well, our trailer is a full LED lights on both of our trailers, so it's plain white. As big as it should be.
But that's meant for advertising, not for lighting.
Okay, no, then, sir,
so
I don't know.
I'm
not exactly sure about the lighting situation.
And then if some of the customers, for example, they needed to use the restroom, so then they would have to go inside and use the gas stations.
Correct.
Has any of that been discussed? It's
never been an issue. Our other properties love us there. We bring them business.
Madam Chair.
That's in the contract for wastewater.
And who are you, sir?
I'm Wayne Weber.
With
Snow Vegas. We have a contract with all the other ones. It includes the use of the restroom because health department, we have to have restroom, so the health department checks that. Also, we have a wastewater. We set a plan with wastewater for removal because you can't just dump wastewater anywhere. It has to go into a
oil water
separator.
Okay.
And so we also have a contract with them to dump.
And we'll be able to dispose of our wastewater.
Okay.
So all that, like the wastewater and the other one is all covered under contract.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I just was getting all of a sudden, I didn't want to all of a sudden have you guys back or a porta potty, for example, hustle on that area. So, where's your worker going to go? Where's your customer going to go?
We are able to use the restrooms in there, and so are our employees. Everyone's got help cards.
Okay. Paul?
How many workers did you say there'll be there?
Well, one when it's slow, and two when it's busy.
And will remain on site after closing?
Yes.
What about security for your unit?
We have never had any issues. It's locked.
I'm familiar with the one at Mount Vista and Russell.
Okay.
We've seen you type, but it's way out of the pathway of anybody walking back and forth in the bus.
Good area.
Store and everything. It's out of the way. It seems like this is
hard to
putting people that are walking and patronizing your business, it may be in harm's way from, you know, how people sometimes drive in the parking lots and so on a little too fast.
Yes.
And I'm leery of the danger that pedestrians are a danger to your store going to be put into.
And a pure security issue, too. I mean, it's a higher crime area.
Yeah.
And so there's a difference between at Russell and Mountain Vista. Opposed to, as we
Boulder
keep
Mountain.
Talking, yeah, talking about all the pedestrians that are.
We want to get cameras. I mean, we're, you know, going to be a 6-year company, so just each year we add new stuff. And so.
Any other questions?
Is your intention to start this season, or if it?
I don't think. I mean, I'm not sure we'll be in time.
Yeah.
But you know, definitely next season. I mean, if we are in time, maybe September, just to get our feet wet and check it out.
Probably not, because they're in front of the Planning Commission on the 21st.
Right.
So
we still have a lot to do.
Yeah.
Paul, anything else?
No, I think Jerry just answered my question.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
I'm done.
Okay. Would anyone care to make a motion?
I'd have to.
Okay. I'm sorry, I can't take any comments from the public at this point. I'm not sure. We've had.
No,
we haven't done that yet. Not yet. Not yet. Okay. You wanted to make a comment?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I'd like to make a recommendation on UC 18-0470 for denial based on the safety concerns on that corner. I'm very happy to see a new business crop up in the neighborhood, and where your other location is, it's wonderful, but that corner is just unbelievable, and I think as a business owner, you might even find it not be a good place for you. I'm being very honest with you, after living in the neighborhood, and with the traffic that's on that corner, and the pedestrian traffic, mostly it's the pedestrian traffic, and we're trying to cut down pedestrian deaths along Boulder Highway. And I can only see some more pedestrian traffic there without new lighting and traffic signals only be a problem. It's bad enough as it is. So that's my recommendation for denial.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor to deny UC-18-0470 Fisher Holdering Company, LLC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. The motion is denied. Okay, the next item, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, the next item is WS-18-0498. Is it Lupus? A waiver of development standards for alternative screening and buffering requirements within the front yard in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.2 acres in an R1 single-family residential zone, generally located on the east side of Denning Street, 150 feet north of Hacienda Avenue within Whitney.
Madam Chair, I have to abstain from this, participating in this item because I've received notification. I'm within the area.
I'm sorry.
I'm
very sorry. I can hear you.
I'm sorry. I'm abstaining because I live in the neighborhood, and as Karen lives, we're close by your house, so we're within the space. So I cannot participate in this, but we have a quorum, so the rest of the board can hear your petition and take it from there, okay?
Okay, so are you the applicant?
Yeah, my husband is.
Okay, so step forward, please, and state your name for the record, and make your presentation.
Hello, my name is Doreen Sierra. My husband is Rodolfo Sierra. I'm going to file an appeal about this because the way the house we bought it, if you look it up, the way the house was, is the portion that we added, it was not even 6 feet tall. It's already part down there, it's already been there, it's been proof, and it's already been measured and everything. So I don't understand what is the big deal about me putting a fence that it protects my family. My house got robbed twice. My car got blinded. My house got robbed, like a lot of stuff. And for safe reasons, we were worried about the neighborhood. We like the area, but maybe it's gotten really bad. It is no protection from the law. When our house got robbed, they came to our house, and the person never, the police knew who they were. And they had a DNA test and everything, and they told us, sorry, we have a person, but we can't prove him. He's breaking in your home because your driveway. So that's what we built the fence. And that fence is lower than 6 feet tall, because if you look at part, it's already at that part, it was already there. That's the confusion that we have, so that's why I appeal for that. Because protection in my home, you don't have a protection if you don't have a fence.
Okay.
Each day, my house, we have an hour. We see everything happening, crimes, we see everything. People get robbed, people get walking in the driveway, walking, wandering around, looking for one. That's what we build the fence. I'm paranoid right now because I'm in the north right now, last three more months ago, about that. I have phobia that people come to my house to break me and rape me. That's the thing, because it happened right after work. Right when before you go to work, this person, however, the police, whatever they say, they do all the investigation, they say, oh, yeah, it's happening, I'm sorry, we can help you. So we have to protect ourselves.
Okay.
That's what we're trying to do. This is, I don't want to have any problem or none of that. And I think, excuse my language, I think it's kind of BS of being paranoid about having things of my own without protecting my family. Okay? Because all the items that I take on, they stole, it's not about the value, it's about my life. Okay? It's about me, my family, we protect. Okay? We are a hard working family. And we do everything good in this country. We are from Cuba. We came here, we work, and we pay our bills, and we do everything. I don't know what is the big deal about a fence that had nothing to do with anybody around the neighborhood.
Okay, is that the presenting specifically on the fence?
On the fence, that's what we're trying okay. to do. Did someone come down and do a measure again and see if I'm right or wrong? Because I guarantee you 200%, I'm very right about it.
Okay.
So that's the problem that we have.
Okay.
And we're trying to fix it. How will we fix this problem? How we get protected? How we get help? We can't get help if you don't protect ourselves.
Okay. Does your husband have anything to add?
Okay. So we're going to appeal that, and it's that we have to keep on appealing until we get this taken care of, because it's serious business.
So the way this works is I will open it up for the public for any comment, then, like before, the board will ask you questions, and then we vote whether or not we approve or deny what you're requesting, and then it'll go on to the Planning Commission, and then it'll go up to the Board of Commissioners. So we're just the first layer.
Yes.
So kind of work your way up.
I just want to express my feeling.
Yes.
What's going on, because me personally, I'm very scared about leaving my home. That's where we have things. That's what people understand.
You
want to live the way you want? You want people come to your house to rob you? Hey, that's fine for you. But personally for me, no, thank you. I don't want to die. I want to leave. I love life.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Well, thank you. And
thank you.
Let me.
My neighbors here next door, they were watching at home when we were gone for a trip, because everybody come down there and just walk in the driveway like it's like
Candyland. Let me give them an opportunity to open it to the public, and if they so choose, then they could come up and make their comments, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So this is a public hearing. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Would you like to speak? Okay. Can I see a number of hands for people who would support the particular project?
Sorry. I'm kind of like, oops.
Okay.
You got me out. I'm here. I think in the worst place I'm ever, I'm here asking you to be
okay. You know?
Thank you.
Okay, and then, Ben, would you please step back up here so we can ask you questions?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. So I'm closing this to the public, and I'm now opening it to the board. Paul, do you have questions?
There's three of us who live in close proximity to your residence, and we pay attention because it's our neighborhood to the crime rate and what's going on. I haven't seen anything much in the way of elevated crime or
hard
crimes or whatever.
You don't see a lot of homeless, excuse me, sir. You don't see a lot of homeless walking around every day. You don't see a lot of people wandering around selling drugs, right, like 5-6 blocks from my home. I watch everything. Every morning I leave from work, I see all that's going on. Police report, nothing. Police don't see nothing. But guess what? My car got smashed. they break the window. I have a police report. My house has been robbed twice. So if I now I put the fence and I put the camera, and now everybody knows that I have a fence. And guess what? Oh, she has a fence. Now we can break in. Now we're going to break in. We can do that, right? So we have to protect yourself. I can't say my neighbor protect me. I have to protect my family.
So here's where part of my concern is. So like I said, we all live very, very close to where your house is and have recently driven by and so forth. Almost all of my neighbors have very similar fencing, but nowhere near as high as you do. And if you take a drive down the next street over on Morris, going all the way down to where the library is, many, many of those houses, again, have the same cinder block with the fence. But again, it doesn't have that fortress look that is there. So it doesn't match anything else that is in that particular neighborhood. Either your block, the one around the corner from you, going down to the library, nor the neighborhoods that are around the school, which is where we all happen to reside. So I guess my question to the county planner is that I see that actually a complaint was opened. So how did that come about? Did a neighbor come and call code enforcement and that's how it was investigated? It wasn't, can you explain that?
Sure, Madam Chairman. So there is a public response office code enforcement violation on the subject property. In regards to the complainant, they would remain anonymous. I do not know who the individuals called code enforcement in regards to the alleged violation, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Did you call violation there when you're building a fence? And if I already showed you the picture, that the way the house was built, 72, when we moved in 2016, that part is already was there. We just added the fence.
But it doesn't excuse it that if it was built against what the county regulation is, still somebody installed it incorrectly. So, I mean, that would be between you and your realtor and, you know, all of that. But if it's encouraging, so clearly somebody called you in, which means you have a neighbor, at least one neighbor, who's unhappy with the way it looks.
Why is not happy? I want to know.
Well, that I can't answer, but they called you in.
Yeah.
It would never would have come to you.
My question is, why, if he's really not happy, why he don't come to me and face to face back to me?
Ma'am, I can't answer that.
What is the problem? I see it a problem for me now.
It's not that you can't have a fence.
Yes.
It's just it's too tall.
But what's his business? Is that his business? That's my question. It's my home. I pay my mortgage. I pay my bills. Why he need to worry about his life? Worry about me?
Because our county has regulations of what you could do. You can't put, for example, you couldn't put a gigantic billboard in your front yard.
Yes.
You can't put certain things. That's what, you know, it regulates it. So obviously a neighbor had an issue and called you in and just saying that it's too tall.
Neighbor never called me for anything.
No, they called the county on you.
Well, but then why they don't call me and tell me?
I don't know.
That's the problem.
And that's not what this board is for. We
yes,
just take a look
I
at
understand.
What this is.
But like I say again, the house was built the way it was. So what we added is nothing to do with what was going on in the house before.
I cannot answer that
for adding you. Adding and putting stuff, we don't have nothing to do with it.
But we're measuring from the ground to the top of the fence,
yeah,
right?
They were
so,
doing that.
So that's supposed to be 5 feet. So if it was already 3 feet, you could only add 2 feet.
Yes, but excuse me. I'm going to show you something.
Because I don't think no one understands what I'm trying to say. The way this fire is already
okay.
clear. So we add the fence.
Right.
So
the total has to be 5 feet or less.
We
That's
cannot,
the law.
If we do that, and then what's going to happen? Anybody could jump the fence.
Right.
Anybody could climb up there.
And your contractor should have helped you and gotten you a permit to go through it the right way. And you could have given sought a variance to maybe get approval before. So now we're going after and trying to fix it after the fact.
Yeah, because
correct.
I didn't appeal that because I want somebody to come to my house, take a picture and see the before and after of the house, and they can look it up and see it's maybe big difference. Because if you put the fence lower
right.
more, it's gonna be low like.
But that is what the standard is and that is what the neighborhood has. All my neighbors have it that way. everybody on the next street over has them that way.
I will.
Honestly, you, let me ask you something. Do you ever walk the neighborhood and see the pictures? I see a lot of walls that are really taller than my wall. I see it. If you want me to show you proof, I bring you proof.
Well, that's not what this is about.
Well, if you're telling me that people, I'm the only one in the neighborhood doing all this, I'm going to make sure I'm going to bring you proof. Because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Just because one person is not happy, it means the whole world is shutting down. So I'm going to bring proof, and I'm going to go down the neighborhood, film and take pictures, all the houses.
And that is do it for your next hearing.
And then I'm going to show you that I'm right.
Paul?
Okay? That's
Paul?
What I'm going to say.
I have something to mention.
Yes.
You installed the gate across the driveway. When was that?
I'm sorry, sir?
When was the gate put across the driveway?
I've
noticed that what I've been reading through part of this, there appears to be a disregard for following the county's guidelines and obtaining permits to do building on your property. And so I have a concern about that lack of regard for doing it the right way.
Yes.
And what is the large piece of corrugated steel in the front yard? What is that?
I'm sorry, sir?
In the front yard, there's a large...
Oh, that is because it's a wing, and they fall down, and then we call it insurance. That, we had a case open with our insurance, your home site insurance.
That was a carport?
Yeah, that was the carport, the car that we parked our cars. They got smashed. It came out. Like the
what
air.
What do you propose to do with that?
I'm sorry? They didn't come and clean it up, sir. We already called insurance.
You're going to build the carport again?
No, we are not. What we're doing right now is waiting for insurance to send somebody and let us know how much it's going to cost first. Okay?
Okay, back to my original question. What about the lack of regard for getting permits to do the work according to the county guidelines? And so it's done properly.
We are not done nothing yet because we have to wait for the insurance and then we did get a permit. We did got to ask for permission. We cannot build in anything. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, the gate too. The gate, they said, was put up a couple months ago. Was there a permit required on the gate?
Yes.
Did you get a permit for the gate?
We went down that's what we did. We got a citation. We don't know anything about it. That's what I'm trying to figure out. What is going on here? We didn't do anything illegal, anything wrong. We're just protecting ourselves. Because the next time, somebody's going to get hurt if we don't have the fence over. Well, our house is like driveway. Anybody pull out, drive, go, jump in our pool. Even the person that went to my house, jump in the pool, take a shower, let the clothes, police say, sorry, we can't help you with that, ma'am. Sorry, we have the person, but we cannot help you. So guess what? I may even get killed that day.
So the fence you have around the property now that you built is 6 foot tall, is that correct?
It's not 6 foot tall, sir. Okay.
It says
we
between 5 foot
we
eight
have
and
a
six.
I drove by there today.
No, sir. It's miscommunication. This is the way it was before this part, but we added just a little part here. It's
575.
That's what we measure. And the person that did it, he did it.
So it's almost 60.
575.
5 1/4 feet.
But it's not 6 feet tall, over 6 feet.
Was all this work done with or without a permit? Then it would have been a shorter fence, would it not?
Correct. Because
by county rule, it would have been a shorter fence if it was done with a permit.
Is that correct? Was the permit issued by the county?
So there's a part A and a part B question. If an applicant comes in to apply for a building permit with the building department will take a look at the fence site. Fence height exceeds that of the code requirements, it would be directed to the current planning division to obtain the waiver development standards. That, of course, requires legislative approval. So, based on the information that I have, as it appears before the board, there was not a permit obtained prior to the construction of the fence that is before you.
There was a permit.
That is correct, my understanding. There was not a permit obtained. Therefore, the code enforcement violation.
We went down and talked to Dionysus to talk to him about this. This has been going on for more than a month. Okay?
So in your application, it says that work was contracted through a third party to construct the additional height. So did that third party pull a permit for you?
Yes, yes. We have a name of the person who died.
Right. But did they go to the county and get a permit?
Yes.
Do you have a copy of the permit?
Yeah, where's
the guy, they did their work, he's the one that worked on my house.
The county is saying they have no record that a permit was ever pulled by this third party.
He's the one with the fence. He has the license, so we have the power.
Because that's a different issue. If that was a licensed and bonded contractor,
He's a contractor.
But if he was not an official licensed bonded one, then if it was an official one, they would have pulled that permit. There is no permit. So you guys just built it with whoever and decided to build whatever height you wanted to put up with disregarding the law.
How did I say that we have nothing to do with that? We just have to protect ourselves.
You can protect yourself within the confines of the law.
Yeah, but $785, right? $900, fine, easy. That's fast, right? But helping me with a problem is not doesn't make sense. Now, if you're telling me, I'm going to give you the money back, if you guarantee me that, and I take the things down, I'll do that. But you're going to provide me the money back that I spent, you know?
No, but if you would have followed the law in the first place.
Yeah, but it's easy to say, go here, go there, and
you can't say I didn't know what the law was and break the law and expect not to have any consequences.
I didn't say it.
Well, that's what you're telling us.
I'm not trying to say
you want to be excused.
What I'm trying to be excused is what happened is that I was trying to communicate with you guys in the day one we got the paperwork.
But you had to do this before you got the notice of violation. Before you built the fence, you should have gotten the permit. But you didn't get a permit. Right.
He and I, we're so concerned about our home being robbed over and over. And then we take the fence up right now, what's going to happen? Somebody's going to get hurt.
Well,
and
that,
shooters, okay?
That is, we're
now,
here to address
happen,
the height,
right.
Not the crime rate.
If anything
right.
happened in my home, I'm going to sue the state of Nevada. You know why? Because you guys trying to stop me to make me be safe in my home. That's the bottom line.
Okay, well,
and
ma'am, you're free
that.
To do whatever you're going to do. Are there any other questions on the board?
I did drive by today, and I did notice that there are, I mean, regardless, we can talk about, as far as the aesthetics of the street, and it varies, there is none. There's no standard. And there are two brick walls at New Bedford and Wellesley that are clearly higher than 5 feet. One of them has two layers of bricks. You can tell were added on at a later time. So, I mean, I think there's already multiple instances of higher fences. And theirs, I think, looks, it's well done, and it looks nice, and I don't think it's...
So, I have a question. What would you like me to do? To take it off? That's what you want? I would do
no,
it.
They haven't,
but
we haven't voted yet, ma'am. Ma'am? Ma'am, I have to ask you to refrain.
Yes.
The board is speaking at this point.
So, that was just, I think it looks fine, and it's consistent with the inconsistency of the street.
It's a big deal about fence.
Excuse me, our board is still speaking. Paul, do you have any other comments?
The issue is doing it legally by code. Not the issue of your safety in your home or whatever. It's the issue of the work that's been done on your property and hasn't been done properly with the proper permits.
Okay,
if you had a third-party contractor who's supposedly licensed and bonded, he knew the law and looked at it and got the permit. That permit would have had it been posted on the property while it was built, and the county would have had to back out and inspect the work. Was any of that done? You can't answer that.
Because I don't know.
Well, it's just a legal issue. It's not a safety issue.
Yes.
Just a reminder with the process is this happens all the time. There is construction that happens on your property, whether it's before or after you purchase the property. Yes, they realize that they didn't. If they get their waiver, then they have to get their building permit. Then the building permit, they're going to charge you more. are supporting the project because of her argument that there is criminal activity in the area. That is why staff is supporting the project. So just take that into account prior to your vote. That's all I need to say.
Does anyone want to make a motion?
Yeah, I move that we support the application WS180498.
There's a motion on the floor to approve the waiver of development standards for WS-18-0498. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Nay.
2-1.
Yeah, 2-1.
Just as a reminder also, just to talk about the quorum is we have an absence, but we also have an abstention. An abstention reduces the quorum down to 4. So what we have is a 2-1 vote that it's fine. That's
fine, right.
Yeah, the motion passes. Yes.
One thing, is that subject to staff conditions?
Subject to staff conditions.
Is it improved?
So it's going to be improved?
Subject to staff conditions.
Okay.
Yes, subject to staff.
Thank you.
So the motion has carried. So you've gotten approved by the board for this waiver, and then your next meeting then is in front of the Planning Commission on August 21st.
It's over.
Not about this item.
In general.
Thank you, and I appreciate it.
No comment.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Do you have a copy of the report?
I just want to make sure she knows
the staff
paper.
Yes. Okay.
Planning Commission.
She doesn't have an extra.
Just go get out of the folder.
Okay, next item is general business. Do we have any? Okay, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up at the speaker's podium if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair by majority vote. Are there any comments by the general public?
Gary? I'd like to make a comment to the folks, Mr. and Mrs. Wilkins. This is general for the neighborhood. I've lived in the neighborhood for a long time, as Mrs. Miller, and I agree with your comments about crime in the neighborhood. And the fact that you folks have security camera on your home, I suggest that you reach out to Metro, and there's a process that you can register your home computer, your home camera, with them, so that should a crime occur in the neighborhood, they might come knocking at your door or calling on your phone, and your camera can assist with the crime in the neighborhood. So that's something to think about, and if you want to participate in that, you can contact Metro. And there's a first Tuesday meeting at the Southeast Area Command this coming Tuesday. And if you go there, you can see what's going on in the neighborhood and how the police department can work with you. So that's something to think about, because we know what the neighborhood is like and we know what goes on. And we've been victims as well. So that's all I want to say. Thank you very much.
Okay, other comments? Seeing that there is none, the next meeting date is August 16th, 2018. We are adjourned.
Hang on, wait.